This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. Thanksgiving, a holiday dedicated to family time spent around the table. For some families, that sounds like a recipe for disaster. Hopefully not quite as disastrous as for the family in the new movie, Knives Out.
Are you baiting me, detective?
Attempting to be thorough so we can figure out the manner of death.
You mean if someone killed him? You think one of us, one of his family,
Walt
killed him?
Mr. Blanc, I just buried my father who committed suicide. Why are you here?
I suspect foul play.
Knives Out, written and directed by Rian Johnson.
It could be a radio play.
Starring Jamie Lee Curtis.
It could be a radio play.
Well, it is a classic genre, right?
It's like the
whodunit in the house. No one can leave the house. You got to figure it out.
The locked door whodunit. And it takes place in a family estate in New England. In many ways, it's very traditional until it isn't.
You see the body in the first scene, pretty much.
Yes, that's not a spoiler. There is a dead body. There is a family who are all slightly terrible in their own way, who all stand to benefit from his death. And then there's a eccentric detective who shows up on the scene and tries to piece together what happened.
But so. You know you're not in an Agatha Christie movie because within 3 minutes in the movie, there's a girl vaping.
Yes.
So that, and for some reason, even though it's a terrible epidemic and everybody should like say no to flavors, but it gets a laugh.
Yeah.
Because it's like, wait, what time period are we in?
Well, right. You always see this genre done as period pieces because it's usually Agatha Christie adaptation. Right. So doing
and
it in America.
People wearing costumes and they're on a train or.
Precisely, yeah. And so, and they're
hats.
Usually timeless. Yeah. So the idea of setting this in 2019 America, that seemed really exciting. Yeah.
And the family's the Thrombys. And you?
I'm the eldest Thromby. I'm Linda.
You are Linda Thromby.
But I'm Linda Thromby Drysdale. I'm married to Don Johnson, my sort of arm candy. I'm the eldest and most successful of the Thromby children.
Right. As you like to say, you did it all on your own.
Well, we all like to say we did it on our own.
Yes.
It's not just a trope going on in some places. No, I do think, I mean, you have to remember, I'm the daughter of famous people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I started in horror movies. And believe me, my entire life, people have said, oh, well, everything you have is because you've had famous parents. And, you know, I spent a lot of time sort of defending it and saying, but I worked really hard. And finally, I've just now completely accepted and be like, yeah, duh, of course. And move on.
Right.
Because there's no arguing it. Anyway. That's another Press Play episode.
That's every day on Press Play, actually. No. That is the undercurrent of this whole thing, right? Because the dead man is the patriarch, your dad, and he has made...
He's the patriarch.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I mean? God.
I'm smoking today, baby.
Where were you on sets when I needed you?
You've been vaping something over there. So
it's the KCRW air. I'm just like I'm high because we're high now because we're not in the basement.
It's very groovy.
It's beyond.
So he's made all his money writing
mystery novels. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it's very meta.
Yeah, it's a very meta genre. It always has been. You look at like Agatha Christie's books back in the 20s and all her characters were cracking jokes about how they're in a whodunit all of a sudden. They're like calling each other Sherlock. It's always had that kind of element of self-aware fun to it. I think that's part of what makes the genre so fun.
But you like it. You've liked it for a long time.
I love it. I grew up...
No. He's a vault of it. You know what I mean? It's like you open it and you just go down this dark hole.
You are Hercule Poirot.
Oh, well. I've been reading them since I was a kid, and all the movies based on them, I love. It's a comfort food for me. I think for a lot of people, this is the whodunit genre. They call it like the cozy mystery genre. There's a element of kind of this is my happy place going into one of these things.
Do you always win at Clue?
You know what the horrible secret is? I'm going to get busted for saying this. Clue's a pretty boring game.
Yes,
Clue
completely
is not
boring.
A great game. You just can't. It's a lot of walking
around
the
house.
That's
true.
Because that's what board games have to be, is a lot of walking. I will say this. The great thing also about it is for the listeners who might be young and attend Santa Monica College, they might not even know who Agatha Christie is.
That's true.
So the thing to know, it's a murder mystery, but it's filled with young people. So Catherine Langford is the one vaping. Jayden Martell is the internet troll. Chris Evans is
Captain America.
Well, he's the Captain underpants in this. He's the tropey, entitled, rich a-hole who resides in many mansions across the country.
Yes. Yeah. We've met that guy.
We've known
one of
that
those
character. So what's great about it is that it again takes the genre and then it flips it and reverses it. Sorry, Missy Elliott in my head. I'm just trying to like Agatha Christie, Missy Elliott mashup here.
There's a connection.
Sorry.
They're both wordsmiths.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Different combinations, but
right?
Absolutely.
Different genre, but still, you know, trying to get to the bottom of it all. So every family member is a suspect in the death.
Very much so.
Patriarch.
Yeah. That's right.
Including you. What?
And it's never super funny. The thing, my favorite thing that from anybody who has seen this movie is when they come out and they go, oh my God, it was so funny. They just aren't expecting it to be funny because again, the trope is that it's not funny, it's curious.
Yeah.
This is like super funny. It's very observant, it's very contemporary. And yet at the center of it is also really deep emotion between particularly Christopher Plummer and the character Marta Cabrera, who is played by Ana de Armas.
And she's his nurse.
And they love each other.
Yeah, it's a movie that's designed to be seen with a crowd. It's really, tonally, it's a throwback to the Agatha Christie movies I watched with my family when I was a kid. So Death on the Nile, Evil Under the Sun.
I remember all those. I love those.
All-star casts.
Yeah.
Present company
included. I'm the only one, by the way. He would be pointing to Toni Collette and Michael Shannon and Chris Evans and Daniel Craig.
Well, let's talk about Bond.
Oh,
yeah,
Daniel Craig plays this. Is he Cajun?
No, he has a Mississippi accent in it. He plays Benoit Blanc, the famous detective. And he shows up on this New England estate with this kind of Shelby Foote Mississippi accent.
He's like the Mississippi River. It kind of flows.
It rolls and flows. I'm not going to attempt
it. And initially people are like, what are you doing here? Because he's not part of the official investigative team.
And the death very much looks like suicide on the front, but he smells foul play. And he's been hired by someone, but we don't know who's hired him. An envelope of cash showed up at his door with a newspaper clipping of the crime, and that's what summoned him. And he's intrigued. And Daniel Craig has so much fun doing this part.
How did he master the accent?
He just worked his butt off. He's such an incredibly trained actor, and he's just an incredibly skilled actor. But the real truth is, he probably drove his family nuts working with a dialect coach for 5 hours a day for all of prep. He just worked his butt off to get it all down. And he's having just so much fun doing the part.
You can see that he has, and now it's a hackneyed phrase because I've said it twice in public events, but not on National Public Radio and certainly not at KCRW. He is freed from the bond of Bond. But he is freed from it, and the delight in that freedom. Because as you said, he is an actor. Mm-hmm. He was an actor before Bond, and he will be an actor after Bond. And there was the Bond period. It's like the blue period of Picasso. But, you know, there were other ideas. And I love that someone who's so identified with a role has basically exploded that in this new
Well,
part.
You have some experience
I have
with
a little
that.
Bit of that.
Just
I have a ton. I have a soupçon of of that. But yes, a tiny bit. Yeah. Okay,
and then
good.
You did A Fish Called Wanda.
Right. No, no,
and
no.
You exploded the whole thing.
Again, I guess the point is that we try to pigeonhole because we're lazy. And it's just really easy to go, oh, he's James Bond. But the truth is he's a super accomplished actor. And I'm using like all the young people terms, like he killed it. You know, it's just so annoying. Like I'm in horror movies and everybody's like, oh my God, you killed it, Slade. I'm like, wait a minute. We've now taken these terms and we've turned them into praise. Like what is happening in the world?
Because you're a hero for slaying.
Okay, I appreciate that. But say it for anything.
Yeah.
Like, it's just now the term for anything good is you killed. And you're like, oh, okay, words don't mean anything
didn't
anymore.
Didn't that come from, like, break a leg?
Yeah, I think that's been around for a while. I think that's
okay. Well,
right.
You're the highly educated intellectual.
Like, you're kidding
me. Speaking for the kids here,
yeah.
Jamie.
Okay,
no,
good.
I don't know. Look at me.
Okay, so family doesn't come off well in this.
Well, I mean, yeah, kind of.
I mean, but it is Thanksgiving, and you're saying, really, yeah. Family, not such a fun place to be.
I don't know about you guys. I grew up in a big family. They're nothing like the family in this movie. They're lovely. I love my family. But
wait till this Thanksgiving, because they haven't. They're all. He's going to be going with this big hit on his hand. He's going to walk in the door. I guarantee you there will be some side eye kind of like, mm-hmm.
I don't think so. No, my family all saw it. They were at the premiere. Okay. They were so really supportive. But if you're from a big family.
I think you're projecting.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's talk about your family.
Yeah, but let's not, please.
Thanks.
Let's not talk about my family.
So you're saying the knives will not be out?
Well, I think anyone is from a big family. You recognize there's always family politics. There's always family arguments. And what holds it all together is love. And that doesn't negate the love at the heart of a family. And I think, you know, Jamie is an example in this movie. Her character, Linda, when we were first having conversations about it, we were saying, yes, this movie is to some degrees kind of, you know, arch in some ways, but it has to be grounded at its heart. And at the end of the day, Jamie's character loved her father, and that has to come through in it. And that was something that was really important for me also, is that this isn't like Clue or Murder by Death. This isn't just a kind of a parody of the whodunit or like a pastiche of the whodunit. I wanted this to really land as a movie. It's ultimately a good time, and it ultimately is kind of like a throwback to the whodunits, but it also, it never leaves the planet Earth entirely and never ticks over into parody. It's a whodunit that's about something as opposed to a whodunit that's a parody of whodunits, if that makes sense. And that's because we got great
actors.
That
was from the writer-director, Ryan Johnson. I'm just saying, that's why he has that job and I have this job.
Well, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Look how he just... made that beautiful little gift for us. I'm thankful to you.
I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for you, Jamie Lee Curtis.
I'm really thankful because of you, Madeline.
Well, yes.
As you know, big fan. Aww.
Well, we are
big fan to all y'all.
We are one big happy family here.
Yes, you are.
CRW. Knives sheathed.
Knives sheathed.
For now.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see how this goes.
Ryan Johnson, Jamie Lee Curtis in the new movie, Knives Out. Coming up, some dishes celebrity chefs love and how you can make them too. That's next on Press Play.